Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. New government figures show that Chinese textiles and apparel flooded into the U.S. in January. This comes after the U.S. lifted global trade barriers. U.S. textile companies are very worried about their future sales prospects. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us from Washington. John, tell us about the new trade numbers.
As first reported by the New York Times this morning, Chinese textile exports jumped significantly in January. There's an organization in South Carolina, deep in the heart of textile country, that keeps a close eye on China's exports. Global Trade Information Services reports Chinese clothing shipments to the U.S. rose 70% in January compared to a year earlier. Now, GTIS's president, Donald Brasher, says this shouldn't be a surprise.
Everyone knew 10 years ago when the WTO was created that the quotas were going to be phased out at the end of 2004. This is something everyone's been expecting, and indeed what the governments of Europe and the United States have told the industry for many years.
John, they may have known it was coming, but still it's got to be a blow.
Absolutely, and they're worried, but there is some difference of opinion on how bad things really are. The domestic industry lost more than 12,000 jobs in January. We do know that. U.S. textile makers are asking the government to slow down China's imports. They're getting traction in Washington partly because of other trade issues. China's been propping up its currency against the dollar, and that gives Chinese products unfair advantage. And the overall U.S. trade deficit with China is at record levels. But when the administration tried to reimpose some limits on Chinese clothing, retailers and importers jumped in to stop those barriers, or at least delay them. And Brasher says in the new quota-free world of trade, Chinese imports aren't necessarily replacing U.S. manufactured products.
It means that more imports will come from China, and probably less imports will come from other places. If quotas were reimposed on China, we would expect the trade then to go to Indonesia, Vietnam, or some of these other countries.
So, John, there are importers and manufacturers battling for the government to be on their side. Who's going to win?
Well, the government has to be the mediator here, and they've got to do a few things. First, they have to confirm that these preliminary numbers really do show up in the official stats. Exports in January won't show up in domestic imports until February or March.
Uh-huh.
The Commerce Department releases its own trade data for January tomorrow. And if those numbers are borne out in the official stats, then the domestic industry may have a better argument that China is indeed dumping cheap apparel on the U.S. market, which could trigger some government response in the form of new tariffs or quotas on Chinese imports. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're listening in on the future of music and wondering, can the iPod change the world?
Thank you, John. We'll listen for that. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.